The throw is Manning. Throws it down the middle of the field. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Marcus Peters. It's intercepted. Sean Smith. Big handoff. Now a bootleg. Osweiler's going to go down. Justin Houston makes a Pro Bowl play.
Bob, it's been such a dramatic turnaround. It's almost like the first 9 weeks at school and your parents are saying, Bob, we got to work on some things. And then the next 9 weeks, they're saying you might be valedictorian. Why the great turnaround in your defense?
Well, I think a lot of the credit really has to go to the players. The one thing they've really done is they've not only, I wouldn't say maintain, they've upped the ante in how they prepare, you know, from meetings to the way they practiced. And, you know, as we've talked about before, that's sounds good and is good, but if you don't get that tangible result right away, a lot of times that just fades away. And to their credit, they just kept putting in, and you know, of course, I think it's really rewarding as a coach to see that happen for them now like it is.
Y'all know how I go, man. We dominate, team dominate. No more failure, no more failure.
So how much of this is scheme? How much is physical? How much is mental?
Well, I think a lot of it is the things that surround scheme. You know, we talk about the culture, you know, the way you do your work, the way things have to be, you know. And like I've always told them, you know, the scheme is important, and there's a lot of really great scheme. But two things make scheme. One, really good players, and that'll win for a while. And if you want to sustain, you have to have a culture. And that's the part that I'm, you know, most pleased with is they've grabbed onto that and do it.
Defending the run. You've only given up 5 20-plus runs in 9 games. What about your run defense?
Going back to OTAs, we said two areas we had to improve on or wanted to improve on was taking the ball away and then the run defense. Now, we wanted to do that without giving in on any of the other areas, you know. And I think, you know, over the course, we've improved, you know, the run defense. And that, again, that's just not the front seven. That's the back group coming together, you know, cleaning things up, supporting if you get crack block, all those things. And the other part of it is tackling. You know, you got to tackle well if you want to keep those big runs down. You know, we got to just keep getting better and better at that phase.
Okay, you finally slay a division foe quarterback giant in Peyton Manning, maybe the best that's ever played. But here comes Phillip Rivers. Now you're going to go play him at his place. What about playing Rivers this week?
Well, you know, I think, you know, Phillip's probably playing, you know, as well as he's ever played. And I think the thing you really appreciate about him right now is he's doing it with a lot of different people. You know, they've had linemen hurt. They've had receivers hurt. I mean, he's just, and he doesn't even blink an eye.
I want to ask you about one thing specifically, and before I get to Gates, but that is throwing to the running backs. The numbers are there. Phillip has thrown to the running backs more than any guy in a league, but that play where he gets rid of the ball fast, particularly to a running back.
Well, I think it was one of the things that, you know, when Mike McCoy came in, and I think he did a really good job. You know, they got Woodhead, and Danny's I think one of the premier route runners from a running back position in our whole league.
Final question. You respect the game. You respect the greats of the game, the human spirit. Gates, tight end.
Well, he's just an amazing story. And then to sustain like he has over the time that he's been there is just incredible. Those two guys there are unique, you know, challenges, Woodhead and Gates, and they present different problems for you. But I think the number one thing is that they're both very good at what they do. They both understand their position. And probably most important of all, quarterback trusts them.